Well, let's start with how Tower Hill began its King Day community service efforts and how they've grown over the years.
Okay, this program at Tower Hill began in 2012. Chris Morrow was Tower Hill's director of service learning at the time, and she recognized the importance of honoring Dr. King's legacy through participation in community service activities. Scheduling the event on a holiday would serve two purposes. It would make the students realize that they were part of a larger national effort, and it also made it possible for parents and siblings of those students to participate.
And it is a school-wide effort, right? This is a full school effort.
Yes, absolutely. Everyone from preschoolers right up through 12th graders could participate, and there were activities that were suitable for every age group. The older students would take the lead in showing the younger ones what to do on the various projects, and the youngest participants could do things as basic as coloring placemats, making cards, things like that. Many parents turned out too, as well as a lot of teachers and staff members, so there was this strong community feel all around the building. People got to collaborate and to see each other in something other than a classroom environment.
Let's talk about some of the specific projects. One of them involved making blankets. Tell us a little bit about what that entailed and what the goal was.
Well, one of the neat things about Monday's activities at Tower Hill, and there were other schools that hosted similar events, is how the schools established partnerships with nonprofits in the area. The blanket making project is a really good example. At Tower Hill, I learned about a program that's called Fleece for Keeps, which is started by a Brandywine 100 woman named Sue Day. As she explained to me, 7 years ago, she was volunteering as a mentor at Mount Pleasant Elementary School, and she was paired with a little boy who was in foster care. He had been moved from home to home, and he had very little in the way of possessions of his own. So one day, she offered him a blanket, and he looked up at her, and he asked, "Do I get to keep it?" Well, from that encounter, Sue Day decided that every child in foster care really ought to have a blanket of his or her own. And so she found a way to make them that required no sewing, and then she began finding volunteers. Fleece for Keeps now operates in 4 states and has already distributed more than 5,000 blankets. The Tower Hill volunteers made 50 blankets on Monday, and students at Ursuline Academy and Wilmington Friends School have also made smaller amounts in the past week.
Pretty cool project. And I guess it's also not surprising that a school-based service effort would also involve reading in some way. What was Tower Hill doing, and what need was that particular piece of the service they're trying to address?
Okay, well, again, this one is a really neat little project, too, because it was the idea of a Tower Hill student. Eighth grader Chloe Sachs has created a project that's called Books for the Better. She's one of those kids who has lots of books at home, many of them from summer reading assignments, that she's never going to read again. But the books were in good condition, and surely somebody would want to read them. She found her audience, teachers, mostly at charter schools, who want to build up the libraries in their own classrooms. And then she asked her friends and classmates to donate their unwanted books. So on Monday, students and teachers alike gathered in Tower Hill's library to sort the donated books and stack them up either by grade level or age level. Chloe's next step is to get the books distributed to the teachers who asked for them. Some teachers want books every month, others at the start of each semester. Whatever they ask for, Chloe is trying to meet their needs. And I have to say, it's definitely inspiring to see an eighth grader identify a need like this and then figure out a way to solve the problem.
That is pretty impressive. There was one other outreach project you noted in your piece. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, I guess you're talking about the flower pots. Really a pretty interesting operation set up on one of the tables in the corner of the cafe. The kids set it up in sort of an assembly line. They take a pot of soil, maybe 1 inch square, briefly soak it in water, then drop it into a cardboard-based biodegradable pot. It's about the size of a real small terracotta flower pot. On top of that, they dropped in a cutout that's shaped like a flower, and actually inside this cutout, there are seeds embedded. So now once you put it all together, they drop it into a pint-sized gift box, and it's real easy to make, and it's something cheerful that's now destined to find a place on the windowsills of clients of the Lutheran Community Services Organization.
There's also a learning component to the day. How did that work?
Well, again, there's several pieces here organized by a couple of parent groups at the school. One, they had a Jeopardy-style game with questions and answers based on the life of Dr. Martin Luther King. And they had a video screen. You tap on the screen or pick a question, and one of the adults would give the answer, and then you've got to guess the question. That's how Jeopardy works. And then there was also this matching game. There were two sets of cards laid out on a table. One set had portraits of the names of of the important figures in African American history. The other set of cards had a biographical sketch. The goal for the students was to match the face on the card with the card that had the individual's biography. Make three matches and you qualify to get a prize at the end of the day.
And while the focus of their efforts at Tower Hill is on the King Day holiday itself, your story indicates this is not limited to just the holiday. Tell us a little bit of what they do beyond the holiday.
Last year, Tower Hill started something that they call Tower Term, which is a year-end, one-week project-based learning exercise. It goes into topics that normally aren't covered in a classroom. This year, the school decided to offer Tower Term at the end of each semester, so twice a year rather than once. And for the school's sophomores, their project options involve community service work at a selection of 10 different organizations, agencies like Habitat for Humanity, the Ronald McDonald House, Head Start programs, Tri-State Bird and Rescue, Faithful Friends Animal Society. So from Tuesday through Friday this week, sophomores have been volunteering at agencies like these and giving back to the community. Now, it's worth noting that Bessie Spears, who was hired 3.5 years ago as head of Tower Hill, has made community service a big priority there. Now, the longtime people associated with the school say that it does have a service tradition that dates back to its founding 100 years ago, but there's still a really stark contrast between the low-income areas of Wilmington's East Side and West Center City and the well-manicured campus of Tower Hill on the far western side of town, not far from where some of the most prominent members of the DuPont family lived a century ago and actually founded the school. And Spears has been dedicated to making Tower Hill more a part of the city, and the sophomore class's week of community service is one more example of that.
And certainly Tower Hill is not the only school that does this type of service day. You noted that earlier. You looked around and found some others. Who else is using the King Day holiday to celebrate service?
Well, again, I didn't do a complete survey, and there were a couple of events on Monday that were canceled due to the freezing temperatures. But here are a couple of examples that I can give you. On Monday, Ursuline Academy did have a program much like the one at Tower Hill. Sixth through eighth graders at Tatnall School had their own service day late last week, where they actually went out and worked at different agencies in the greater Wilmington area. And fifth grade preschoolers through fifth grade at Wilmington Friends also had a program of their own. Salesianum School, which organizes a variety of community service programs throughout the year, sent three groups of 10 students each on week-long trips to learn about and assist Native American and immigrant and refugee populations in Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona. The group that went to El Paso actually participated in a prayer service with Mexican citizens on the other side of the border fence on the edge of the city. Peace marches, prayer breakfasts, speeches by politicians, all of these things have become regular features of Martin Luther King Day. But to me, at least, seeing young people making positive contributions to society comes a lot closer to demonstrating the real meaning of Dr. King's legacy.